And we're back with Bob Jarvis here on Bennington Today. This is Tuesday, February 27th. And you're listening to Bennington Today over WBTN AM 1370, your community radio station, WBTNAM.org, for streaming on the web or on our very own WBTN app, which you can get at the Google Play or the iTunes Store. You know, I finally got the town plan to open, the town plan draft to open, and I'm noticing these Pownal natural resource goals. Are they part of the requirements that that you're speaking of here?
Oh no, certainly not. And most of my focus on the town plan and revisions to the town plan. And just as a citizen, right, all I did was send in what I thought should be revised. Most of my focus was in Section 3, which at the time, I'm not sure if it's still Section 3 in the revised draft. Section 3 was housing and economics.
And
in that section, in the economics section, it specifically calls out large employers and lists 8 requirements that do not exist for any other type of business.
What do they consider to be large employers?
I guess that's a subjective value. That's a very good question, and one that I didn't ask. I guess that would be 20 or more employees, and it may actually itemize it in the town plan, and I don't have it in front of me, so I won't be able to reference it.
But that's a
good question. But a large employer would be something that's not a local store, a small business. Stewards may fall into the category of large employer. I'm not sure how many they employ.
Really?
TAM is also in Pownal. It definitely falls into the category of a large business.
So does that mean that within this new, within the town plan draft, if it were to pass as it is right now, that TAM would be required to do things that it has not been required to do in the past?
I don't know that that's true. I'm more concerned about those 8 requirements being not impacting the businesses that we have, but being a disincentive to new businesses coming to the area. So I seriously doubt if the town plan passes that somebody's going to impose new requirements on TAM or other large businesses that are already there. It's also far too subjective. I think the subjective nature of many of those things transfer some power, subjective power, to government that we ought not to have. I can't stress that enough. If a large employer comes to our town, doesn't pollute our environment, and employs our citizens, that by virtue of just doing that, they're allowing us to contribute to our social fabric and things of that nature. But when you have ambiguous things like contribute to the social fabric, as you pointed out earlier, that might mean our town government putting pressure on them to build a park. Now, there's nothing wrong with building a park.
No.
But it's a disincentive to having it come here in the first place. If the choice is to have that business come to our town and employ our citizens or not come to town at all, which is what I think the choice is and how I interpret those 8 requirements, then I would much prefer that they came to town and employed our citizens so that we could have the tax revenue to vote in a park if we wanted it.
Yes, I'm completely new to the town plan, and I'm sadly not finding exactly what I want to see, which is, maybe a tribute to the town plan because it's so big and there's so many pages that you just can't peruse it superficially. You've got to really pay attention to it.
Well, if I could chime in, I do want to make that statement, though. I mean, I know that my vision for Pownal is certainly different than what the vision is in there. And so I don't want any of what I'm saying to negatively reflect on the Planning Commission or the current Select Board. I have a different vision. I think we ought to be going in a different direction. I think Forbes backs me up on it with just the general direction of Vermont. But I fully trust that our Planning Commission and our Select Board and everyone on it wants what's best for Pownal. Where we differ is what is best for Pownal.
No,
so I'm not impugning anybody's motives or their rationale for doing the things that they want. I just I strongly disagree with the direction and the way to achieve it.
Well, we got a big problem in America, and the big problem in America is that we've been hounded, and we've been blanketed by fear. And it's if you were able to hear the news, they started to talk about a certain company, and what if the government loses control, and what if you don't have food, and what if this, and I'm so sick and tired of hearing that kind of reality in our advertising and in statements of politicians. I'm talking on the federal level now. You know, I'm so sick and tired of that rhetoric, because not only is it baloney, but it's how people get manipulated. And when they get manipulated that way, they no longer are capable of banding together and protecting their own self-interest. And the reason that I say we have a problem in this country is that nobody can, it seems that intelligent argument is gone. You can't argue with anyone. You can't discuss anything with anyone. You can't have two different points of view and shake hands when you're done and walk away. Everybody has to be divided. Everybody and statements have to be derisive. And you're not doing that at all. You're simply saying, okay, this is the town plan. This is what I object to. Here's my input. Now let's talk about it. And that's how governments, you know, that's how government's supposed to work. In a very real sense, the town governments of Vermont are the original reality of government in America. And we can't lose ever. I don't want to ever lose sight of the fact that Vermont was originally a republic. And they were strong enough to last for a certain amount of time without the federal reality. They struck out on their own and were able to deal with their differences and move forward. And unfortunately, in this time in our history, that's much more difficult, in my opinion, than it was before. Because with this mass media and the ability to ripple through people's lives in an instant, you can really turn public opinion in ways that are good for a certain few people, but not necessarily good for the populace themselves.
That's an excellent point. I mean, there is a deterioration of the civility in the public discourse, and would love to see that come back. I always trust that anyone I'm talking to has even when I disagree with them, they believe what they're saying, and two, there's no ill intent. I mean, obviously there are some people that have ill intent. But the political divide that we have is incorrectly defined as the motives behind it, and it's that's a shame. Whether you're liberal, whether you're conservative, whether you're progressive, or whether you're on the other side of it, I fully appreciate that we all want what's best, not just for our town and our state, but for the country and for the world. We just have very different ideas on how to get there.
Yes.
So where I take exception is when the political argument is to go after somebody's motives, or accuse them of not having your compassion or that sort of thing.
Right.
Differing on policy is not the same as differing on compassion or not caring about the issue.
Right. And I find, I've been using, I've started my own personal campaign here on the air to sort of poke a little bit, what am I going to accomplish? This is a small radio station. I don't assume that I'm going to change the world here, but I'm going to poke and poke and poke at the realities that we have, where people are divided upon whether you've been here for 200 years or you arrived 60 years ago or 6 days ago. And, my example for poking fun at that is very simple. God forbid we have another flood. Now you got a person whose family's been here for 250 years, or the Golden Circle, or whatever the heck they're called, and they're slipping into the river, and here comes walking down the road this guy, and he sort of throws a rope and says, "Here, let me help you." And the guy looks up and says, "Wait a minute, are you from here or are you a Flatlander?" "No, I'm a Flatlander." "Well, then I can't take your help." I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. We there's too much of this, again, divisiveness going on, this derision of each other, and the questioning of motives is another thing that just completely blows my mind. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say to me, well, you have it as a private agenda. You have a private agenda. Yeah, my private agenda is to live here in peace and to help as much as I can. Why is my business?
Well, I have to say that I fully trust that even those that I disagree with in Pownal, I would jump into the river to save someone, and I'm sure they would jump into the river to save my family. I think when in times of crisis, certainly in our town in Pownal, all of Pownal residents would come together regardless of where they fall on the political spectrum.
And thank you for saying that, because that's exactly my point. If we can come together in times of crisis, let's come together in times of peace, too. Let's not argue. There's no we don't gain anything from arguing with each other that way. We should honor who we really are, because you find out who you are in times of crisis, and we really should honor who we really are and get along and not look for the other side, but wait a beat, wait five beats, bite your tongue a little bit before you say something negative and truly listen to the other person. Because unfortunately, with all the communication tools that we have, we're communicating less. And the reason we're communicating less is we're losing our ability to hear each other.
That's exactly right, and you know, in all honesty, I think all of us are guilty of it to some extent, because we all feel passionate about our beliefs, and when you're in one of those spirited discussions, it can get spirited. But you need to be able to come together afterwards, and you need to be able to trust during that spirited debate, again, that the motives are correct on both sides. It is the how do you get there is really driving our differences.
Exactly. Well, this was fun. I'm enjoying this a lot. Let's continue with this conversation in just a second. We'll be back with Bob Jarvis, and we'll hear from some of our local friends right now.